Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, we're back in the saddle. 13 hours drive home last night. Got home late, and we're playing the catch-up once again. And just think, friends, a week and a half after driving 4,800 miles, doing what it is that we're commanded to do, and we do it out of gratitude towards the Father because of what the Son has done for us. Actually, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. But we are back. We did five events, I think, in 6 days in Michigan. And again, as I just stated, we are back in the saddle. Next month, we're going to be out again. We got the Minnesota State Fair coming up. By the way, if anybody would like to help volunteer, it is 12 days in a row, 12 hours a day. My wife and my kids are out there all by themselves doing what they do in the opportunity given by God to reach out to over 3 million people throughout the duration of those 12 days. Again, put that up against Mark 16:15 when you get a moment, and you will perfectly understand. I also wanted to say this. Happy birthday to our friend Elizabeth Deaton. Happy birthday. Elizabeth, if I could sing, I just want to let you know I'd sing to you right now. But I'm the only guy that praises the Lord when the Lord says, well, you just, I appreciate what Bradley's doing, but can you tell him to just keep it down? So I wanted to say happy birthday to our friend Elizabeth Deaton out in Pennsylvania area there. We love you with our actions, and we appreciate you every step of the way. And you are a special woman to this ministry, as are you to so many others, even on live feeds, as you can well see. So happy birthday, Elizabeth. Again, friends, I want to jump over to some topics that we've got. We've got a lot of stuff coming up. We've got a lot of stuff I want to cover, and I want to cover this real quick because people always ask, where are you at? Go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. When you go to that page, go over to Sons of Liberty Radio Live, subscribe to the page. We're rebuilding that page, Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble. When you go back to Sons of Liberty, there's 10 to 15 articles combating the lies in the mainstream media over there. There's two social media platforms, one for Tim Brown's morning show and one for my afternoon show. Right on the right side there, there's a live feed. You can join us on social media platforms. Again, subscribe to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to beforeitsnews.com or on the top left side of that page. This is Michael Roach, my friend's website over there as well. And we just want to say high five, Mike. We appreciate you. Thank you for your trust. Left side of Before It's News up on the top left side of the page. If you want to call in at any time, you can do that. That number is 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is, in fact, truly a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Okay, so what we're going to be covering, friends, is a lot, as usual. We like to shoot from the hip here, and I want to tell you why. Because people's attention spans, their thought patterns are set on 7-second increments. I kid you negative. You look at an average 30-second commercial, friends, it's interesting how you will see literally hundreds of images within that 30-second commercial. Believe it or not, your mind's actually catching on to what these images are. And so with that, we want to bring it over to the truth, slow our roll just a little bit and get this into you as to what's going on. And we are staying on the most important topics of the day, friends, what needs to be talked about rather than what people want to talk about. And we are not magnifying the crime against the law. We are magnifying the law against the crime. That's why we always make reference to the Bible, which is the rock upon which our republic rests, period. Now, I want to jump over to this because, again, what we're going to be talking about, they wanted you to believe that. I'll get to that. It was a conversation that I had with one of my brothers out in Michigan over the last couple days, and I'll bring that into today's show towards the end of the show. So with that said, let's jump over to this. This is some crazy stuff. If you're on social media platforms, friends, Health Impact News just highlighted another, well, useful idiot. Fully vaccinated 33-year-old New Yorker dead. Oh, my goodness. I mean, how many of these guys die after mocking others? It says a fully vaccinated 33-year-old New Yorker dead after cursing unvaccinated as idiots and morons. I am not kidding. Jordan Hayes, 33 years old. He was actually, well, he received his first dose of his experimental mRNA on or around February 23rd, according to his Facebook page, but it's unclear which shot he received, but Pfizer and Moderna were the only two experimental injections available for emergency use in the United States at the time. I want to read his post for you really quick. I mean this with all my heart, and it is truly spoken with love. If you don't believe in vaccinations, I genuinely think that you're an idiot. Like, legitimately dense. A moron. I hope that every soda you order is flat. I hope that one of your boot heels has a click and you can't figure out why. I hope that you hit every red light. I hope that when you wake up in the morning and head outside the snag and the paper from the lawn, you walk through your front door and into a spider web. But primarily, he said, I hope none of your family or friends suffer from your complete failings as a functional member of society. He's dead. Folks, God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. And the fact of the matter is, I guess we now understand who the idiot was, who the moron was. And when you begin to understand that they are trying to poison your blood and that Satan himself comes in to steal, kill, and destroy, John 10:10, what is he aiming for, friends? Well, the life is in the blood, Leviticus 17:11. Leviticus 19:19. You're not supposed to mix. And the fact of the matter is, if life is in the blood, leave it alone. Leave it to the Creator to heal you if you, in fact, are sick in any sense of the word. What comes to my aid right now is scripture that says, I am the Lord that healeth thee. What comes to my aid right now is lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. What comes to my aid right now is when the Lord gave power unto his apostles to raise the dead, heal the sick. And you can take that over to Acts 10:38 and you say, well, I'm a Christian, but I just don't believe that. Well, then let me say this. You're a believer that doesn't believe. You're a hypocrite, and you better put a check on yourself and get back into the Word of God and repent. Matthew 3:2 when you get a moment. What does it say in Acts 10:38? Well, I want to reiterate what the Word says because it's important to give you His Word. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For why? For God was with him. And guess what? The Lord said, I am the Lord, I change not. Malachi 3:6, he said in Hebrews 13:8, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. Who changed? Not him. It must be us. Let's meet him on his terms so we can understand that he has not changed. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back on the other side.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Now, listen, if you're going to call in, you have to stick to the topic here. I got a couple calls up there. In the second caller, I have no name nor the topic, 1-866-582-9933. I'm just sharing that with our friends down at GCN, 1-866-582-9933. We're going to be getting to, they wanted you to believe that. I'm going to bring you over to a conversation that I had with one of my brothers from another mother in Michigan just over the last couple days here. So with that said, friends, let's jump over to the next topic. I just highlighted the fact that, well, we have some useful idiot who paid the worst price that he could have possibly paid. He's fully vaccinated. He was mocking and cursing unvaccinated as idiots and morons, and now he's dead. And by the way, I could research their page. There were several of these people, politicians as well. I want to tell you something, friends. When they get to that stage, they're on the precipice. Either they're going to repent or they're going to die in their sins. Jesus clearly said, he that goes on in his sin, 1 John 3:4, the transgressions, of God's moral law, Exodus 20. Either you repent or you end up in hell, friends. It's just where things are at. And I want to say this too. We are not hellfire preachers. And somebody might say, well, why is that? Because it's not scriptural. Now, Jesus, yes, he preached 54 times that there was a hell, but the message was repent before God. And I want to say this as well. There's a lot of people out there that think they've repented, and I want to tell you why many people have repented. And I want to tell you the wrong reason and the right reason. They've repented because they're afraid of God's justice. That is not the right heart. That is godly sorrow. Read 2 Corinthians 7:10-11. You repent because you realize that you violated God's moral law. And the way that you know that is read Romans 3:20, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. And then when you look at Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, Romans 13, you find his moral law. And then when you look at that law, you say to yourself, I violated every one of those. Yes, you did. And you're a sinner that deserves hell. But because God reconciled us and he sent his son as the propitiation of the sins of the world. Think about that, friends. What does he do? Jesus stands in our place. Our iniquities laid upon him, and he stands in our place to reconcile us back unto God. So godly sorrow, when I realize that I broke his moral law, what does it do? It drives me to Jesus Christ, and what I see Christ doing for me and what he did for me when he said it is finished over 2,000 years ago, I receive the fact that he did that for me. He stood in my place in redeeming me back to the Father. So why do I serve God? Well, I'm sorry that the Lord had to put Jesus on the cross for my sin. And the fact of the matter is, when I see what he did for me because of my guilt and my sin, out of gratitude, I serve him. I don't serve God because I have to serve God. I serve God out of love towards God because I see what he did for me on the cross of Calvary. And I hope people understand that. I also want to say this. I do the things that I do because I'm saved. I don't do the things that I do because I want to be saved. There's a difference there, friends. The works of the law, and there's real grace. Ephesians 2:8. Everybody with me? So we need to understand as to why we serve the Lord. It's out of gratitude, thankfulness. Though you deserve hell, no question about it. But as I was just highlighting, friends, we just showed you this useful idiot who now paid the ultimate price. And the fact of the matter is, I highlighted this on Saturday's show. We find the good guys, the Republican governors, are not, listen carefully, just so you can understand that they're on the same team, but the Republican governors join treasonous Joe Biden and the corrupt CDC, and listen carefully, in blaming the unvaccinated for the alleged new COVID hospitalizations, which are in fact null and void for the most part. Just like the first time around, friends, we brought you to the hospitals. The hospitals were empty. Do you remember? But the mainstream media was telling you that everybody was in line to get their test. Baloney. Baloney. I want to end this portion with this. Kay Ivey said that vaccines are the greatest weapons we have to fight COVID. And also keep in mind, she said before that, she said it's time to start blaming the unvaccinated folks for the rising cases of COVID-19. This coming from your said representatives. Okay? Now, just forget about what I also showed you on Saturday, but the Minnesota woman who loses both legs and both hands following second Pfizer COVID-19 shot. See, they failed to share that with you, didn't they? And I'd love to go over here right now concerning how the world is in protest. I just have one question for Americans. Americans, do you realize that the world's waiting for you to take your rightful place in dealing with corruption in the United States of America concerning those that are occupying office, regardless if it's federal government or state government? We can see that they're all unified in this criminal conspiracy against the people to make sure they get vaccinated. Under whose directives? That of Bill Gates, who wants to depopulate the world. Remember, he said if we do a really good job on vaccines, we can do just that. We can depopulate the world by 3 billion people. Oh, and if you want to challenge what I'm telling you, 1-866-582-9933. And one more point concerning the same topic. It's interesting how this is happening on a global basis. We have Israel Prime Minister, the new one, says unvaccinated endangered country will be segregated from society. Oh my goodness, folks. This is the new guy. You know why they got rid of Netanyahu, right? Because he did the same thing. The people in Israel, 75% of them said absolutely no way to these experimental injections. And why did they remove Netanyahu? Because he committed the act of treason against his own people. The Israelis are saying this is called, they are calling this, 75% of them, by the way, are saying no to these experimental injections, but they're calling this the vaccination holocaust. Look what this guy just said, friends. He said, Israel Prime Minister says unvaccinated endanger country. We all understand on this show, friends, this is exactly what Adolf Hitler did, right? To the Jews and the gypsies and the dissidents. He convinced 80 million people. Remember the slogan was for your safety? You remember that? Well, guess what? He convinced 80 million people to go ahead and get rid of those diseased people called the Jews and the gypsies and the dissidents. Isn't that what they're trying to do in their prospective countries? Now, Americans, do you understand why they're rising up all over the world and define corruption in their governments, friends, because this is not delegated authority from the people. This is a frontal attack on the people that they're supposed to serve, and this on a global basis. The world's waiting for you to figure this out. They're up in arms, and Americans are still playing the game, trying to figure out what's going on for the most part. We've got to wake up as to what's going on here, friends. We've got to wake up as to what's going on here in a big way. I want to highlight one more thing, and I'll take some callers probably after this next segment. But I want you to see this. This is Breitbart. They just reported. This is your government. This is your government. If you just slow your roll for a moment and consider all of the issues that you're dealing with today, if you would merely look at the mainstream media and the useful idiots hand in glove working with corruption in government, which, folks, it seems more than not, it's a majority of them easily, hands down, because nobody's stopping this. Oh, and I want to say this before I show you this next piece. Sorry about that. I kind of already showed it to you. Isn't it interesting? You just heard during the break some Republican complaining about Pelosi. Notice how there's never charges brought. Notice how you're hearing all these Republicans, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, you're hearing Jim Jordan, you're hearing all the good guys that have been put up as the good guys complaining about Joe Biden's criminal administration. Oh, and by the way, same thing with Donald Trump, highlighting the crimes of Joe Biden. But isn't it interesting, when he had the DOJ in his hands to do whatever he wanted to do, he didn't prosecute Joe Biden, did he, friends? Absolutely not, he didn't. He didn't prosecute a one of them. But isn't it interesting, everybody's magnifying the crimes of Joe Biden, Pelosi, and even that of Cuomo in New York right now. They're highlighting the crimes. Isn't it interesting? They're such good guys. They're such good legislators. They're such good representatives. Apparently, they have failed to read Article 2, Section 4 and Article 1, Section 3. Why is it that not a one of them has drawn up the articles of impeachment against Joe Biden's criminal administration? Same thing with Barack Hussein Obama. I remember when all of this was going on and all the good guys were doing nothing but what? Throwing rocks at his house. Complaining about all the crimes that he was committing against the people. But not a one of them drew up the articles of impeachment to remove him from office. Doesn't that tell you they're all on the same team? Apparently, Americans, you're still not awake yet. This is what I wanted to highlight just to prove my point that I was saying about corrupt politicians and your government. They are the ones that are continuously creating this warfare. It's criminal, folks, from the gay agenda to abortion to illegals coming into the United States of America. Who's creating all of this, friends? The two that I just named, the mainstream media and corrupt politicians. And did you know, Americans, it's all illegal. So I would lay to your candor, why is it that you put up with their corruptions? Because, in fact, you know all the well they are destroying your country. Breitbart just reported a woman's prison is giving birth control as transgender men arrive. I'm not kidding. This is your government, and it shows you the face of those that are ruling the extorted in that government. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A Democratic-led House Select Committee is holding their first hearing to investigate the January 6th attack on the Capitol after multiple congressional hearings on the attack since winter. The panel on Tuesday focusing on police officers who responded to the attack. Aquilino Gonell, a U.S. Capitol Police Sergeant, says the people who attacked the Capitol should be held to a different standard and not released due to the harm they did to officers.
We got people right now in front of the Justice Department asking to release some of the very same people to be released, even though we are testifying about the trauma and the agony and everything that happened to us. It's pathetic.
Many of the protesters who entered the Capitol illegally have not been charged with a crime and are sitting in a Washington, D.C. jail. USA Radio News. Democratic lawmakers are renewing their call for President Biden to extend the pause on federal student loan payments beyond September 2021. Senate Majority Leader and New York Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer leading those calls, describing the negative impacts the expiration of the pause could have on students.
COVID created severe hardship for some, threw many others off their stride. To make borrowers repay their debts now would be unfair, would be harsh, and in many instances would be cruel.
Republicans' desire to increase voting integrity has resulted in new laws implemented around the country this year. The Brennan Center for Justice at New York University saying legislators in 18 states have passed 30 bills that tighten voter access, with more than 400 bills with similar provisions having been introduced in 49 states in the 2021 legislative sessions. USA Radio News.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I'm going to go ahead and take Wes from Indianapolis. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Bradley, I'm so happy that you and your family made it home safely.
Thank you.
The main topic is I have a statement I'd like to make and then a question for you, sir.
Sure.
It's impossible for me to turn on my TV and not hear about COVID. As soon as I hear COVID, I turn it off.
Yep.
Or I switch it to channel, whatever the case is. My question for you, sir, is what if someone is in a horrific accident and requires a blood transfusion?
I know.
And
I know.
The blood that they receive is from somebody that has taken the needle in the arm, and I don't know, what are your thoughts on that? Because it made me think, is that then going to infiltrate into that person's system and cause problems for them?
Well, I totally appreciate that, because I think of stuff like this, of course, and I always try to think ahead of the curve. And so what I do is I make sure that I have people around me that I trust. And I have quite a few of those people, especially in the medical industry. I mean, I got quite a few friends in the medical industry, regardless if they're a registered nurse, a doctor, whatever the case might be. So those were the people that I'd make my first appeal to. Secondly, as we all know, I'm a preacher, and I am not a doctor. I'm not qualified to tell you how to answer that question. But in responding the best way that I can is I think about the same things. I get people around me that I trust, and if something were to happen, then I would have to deal with it accordingly. Up until that point, I would say common sense comes into play. I would have nothing to do with that. I wouldn't take a blood transfusion from somebody that I didn't know less, in the sense of knowing where it came from, a trusted source. So I hope that helps. I'm sure there's information online. I'm sure a lot of people are concerned about that very question. Should it arise in their personal lives? But I got to tell you, in all honesty, I've already thought about all of this stuff, and I know that there's people that are out there that are qualified to actually answer that a lot better than that. But me just being a normal Joe like anybody else is, right, not a doctor, not a physician, I've already kind of pre-planned how I would deal with a situation like that, and hopefully it should never arise, but if it should, I got people around me that can help me in the process. And I think that would be okay. The smartest way to go along with it anyways, Wes, is get people around you even now that you trust that can answer those questions.
Okay, and I appreciate your honesty and your candor in that response, and I agree with it. It was just something on my mind,
yep.
And I wanted to reach out and say, hey, what are your thoughts on this? So your advice is well taken, and I appreciate you answering the question.
Thank you, sir. I always appreciate you, too, as well, Wes. So thank you for the call. We got Joshua calling in from New York. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hi. Well, for that last caller, just so he knows, if I'm not mistaken, it was like Red Cross or somebody. They're not taking people that have the COVID vaccine jab. So
okay.
You guys can look that up.
Oh, cool.
I don't know who it is, but there is somebody already not taking it. But that gives you a sign of warning that obviously there's something wrong with the vaccine.
Yep.
So
correct.
But
thank
there
you.
There already is blood people that are already looking into it, and they're not taking it because of the coagulation and all that.
Okay.
So yep, you can look up into that, people. Also, when it comes to your show, it's really, really hard to hear the people that are on the phone. So
okay.
I want to look into that as well.
Okay, so while GCN's listening to us right now. Okay, Joshua, hang on a second. GCN, he's saying that it's hard for people to hear when it comes to the callers. Could you go ahead and bump that up just a little bit? Okay, cool, Joshua. Thank you.
And also, when it comes to this whole DeSantis and Trump with the whole vaccine thing, I don't know what Trump's doing. When it comes to the audits and that, I know it's looking like the Republicans and everything are sitting there acting like nothing's going on, or they don't want to pursue it or whatever. But if Trump, like, I want Trump to get back in, but at the same time, with the way that he's saying bump the vaccine, same with DeSantis, it's like people have to be like, no, like, because what, people are going to deny the information that's around them? You know what I mean? And I don't know. I'm wondering if Trump, maybe him and DeSantis, I want to give him the benefit of the doubt. Maybe they're getting the wrong information. Completely possible.
What you know?
Know about
no, I'm tracking with you. You know that it was actually Trump that he was the one that opened the curtains to all these criminals in this conspiracy. There's no question about it. I mean, we got the WHO. He's not a doctor, giving way to the narrative and the drive of Bill Gates, who wants to depopulate. Anthony Fauci, by the way, if you didn't know, Joshua, he tried doing the same thing 10 years ago that he got away with this time around, verbatim. So what we see is we see the same actors and the same players. So when we talk about Donald Trump, the question is why is it that I can get the information, but Donald Trump can't get the information? And going over to Rick DeSantis as well, I mean, these people know what they're doing, and I think we need to step out of the arena of trying to deceive ourselves into believing that they don't know what they're doing. They all the well know what they're doing, because what's interesting, not just in America, every single governor. And when you look at these prime ministers across the globe, they're all allied with the same agenda. And now what they're doing is, for the people that refuse it, now what they're doing is they're basically lowering OSHA laws, they're lowering the Nuremberg Code, they're lowering all of these laws that have been in place to protect the people, and now all of a sudden they're null and void, and they're all pushing and now accusing their own people, and this includes Rick DeSantis. So I guess I would ask the question, and I could go off all that diatribe for the next 15 to 20 minutes just concerning how these people know exactly what they're doing. Until we figure out that these people do know what they're doing. It's interesting, the bad guys, like a Joe Biden, he can do whatever he wants to do it, and he does it. But when Donald Trump was in office for 5 years, for some reason or another, all of his followers and worshipers stood up and supported him, regardless if he did the right thing or not. And they kept saying, well, he just can't do it because so-and-so. He can't do it because so-and-so. Yet Donald Trump said he's got the DOJ in his hand to do whatever he wants with it. So let me get the message here. The bad guys can do the wrong thing, but the good guys can't do the right thing. And we need to consider the source, because these people, in fact, are not like me and you. They don't think like me and you. And we can see this by the fruit that they continuously bear in assailing even their own constituents, which we see on the horizon today. And that includes DeSantis.
Well, when it comes to DeSantis, I'm into psychology in that, and one of the things I studied is body language. And when you look, if you pay attention, there was a meeting that him and Biden had a month or two ago. It was right after the whole building that collapsed in Florida. So it was the one meeting that him and Biden has. If you look, pay attention, DeSantis is being a beta male. He's following Joe, like when Joe Biden crosses his arms, he crosses. So in psychology, with if you study body language, when you mimic somebody, it's showing like submission, or like your agreeance with them. You know what I mean? Like,
yep.
So, like, for instance, if Joe Biden came with his hands open or whatever, and you cross your arms, that would mean that you don't like Biden, that you're against him. It could also mean that you're cold, but you know what I mean? There's stuff like that. There's telltale signs. And when I looked, all I needed to do was look at it for like 10 seconds. And I saw that. And I'm like, wait a second. And then that was just a couple weeks ago. And then I started thinking that DeSantis might be controlled opposition.
That's right.
Boom,
good for you.
With the vaccine and all that.
That's right.
So
can I, let me say this, Joshua. That's exactly what he's controlled opposition. And it's not just the politicians. It's the talking heads of the day as well. But DeSantis just said, concerning COVID-19, he said vaccines are saving lives. Okay, he said if you are vaccinated, fully vaccinated, he said the chances of you getting seriously ill or dying from COVID, he said, is effectively zero. He's lying. Okay, he said if you look at the people being admitted to the hospitals, over 95% of them are either not fully vaccinated or not vaccinated at all. He's completely lying. I would like to see 95% of the people in the hospitals that he's talking about, because when we went to the hospitals, we found out that there was nobody in the hospitals waiting to get tested for these COVID tests, which are all manufactured, by the way. So everything from A to Z is a manufactured crisis. It's nothing new. It's history repeating itself. They create the problem, they come behind it, and they bring it about the resolve. They play the problem solver. What dictator hasn't done that in the past, and what is it that the American people still need to see before they actually finally stand up and see it for what it is?
One more thing.
Sure.
When it comes to the whole PCR test thing, I just learned earlier, I was listening to a radio show, a different one. I'm doing this stuff all day. I've been studying this stuff for 12 years, conspiracy stuff and history of that. So, like, okay. I'm able to, like, AOC, I'm guaranteeing you that they're going to try to make it, if America's still around, they're going to try to make it AOC and Ilhan Omar the real two top people. The squad thing was more of like a cover so that the other people could talk and say things, like talking points and get hit. And you know what I'm saying? Take hits and stuff. But Ilhan and Omar, I'm putting money on. And also the other guy, what's his name? Castro, Julian Castro. If they're bringing in a lot of Hispanics in that, that'll make them want to. And so when it comes back to PCR test, point is that I guess supposedly there's this guy, and he knows the people in like six different states, and they all said the same thing. They went to go take the PCR test, filled out the application thing, was waiting, never got tested. They wound up leaving because it was taking too long. And then they wound up getting a test result saying that they were positive. So they never got tested.
Yeah.
But then turned around and it was put in the system that they were tested and that it was positive.
Exactly.
And then there was also a group of people that went and did it, same thing. So these are different states, six different states that this person said that they knew people that this stuff was happening. So people got to realize, they got to wake up, we are in a war. And when you go to stand up, you have to understand that your life is on the line. It's not a game. It's not a joke.
That's right. And,
I mean, I feel like people are still not taking this seriously enough.
They will. They will, Joshua. And for the sake of time, I got a heartbreak. I was going to say they will when the contract tracers start knocking on their doors. They're going to understand that Scripture is clear in Amos 6:3 that this is exactly what's going to happen if they don't want to respond. I'll give you the last word.
Okay, real quick. I'm betting by spring of next year, enough people are going to be awake, something's going to really start happening.
Amen. We'll see what happens, okay, brother? Thank you for the phone call. Actually, I believe he was calling in from New York. Good to hear from New York. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933. We will be right back on the other side.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi everyone, this is Pete Santilli. As a political prisoner of the Obama administration, I was the longest-held journalist in American history. I received so much support from Bradley Dean, Tim Brown, and the entire Sons of Liberty Radio family. I'm forever grateful to Bradley, Tim, and most importantly, the listeners of Sons of Liberty Radio. Thank you for your unwavering and steadfast support.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Okay, so I did an event, I believe it was on Saturday afternoon, and I was asked to be a part of an event. It was actually, it was kind of bizarre, but it was great. It was at a bar. I got to preach the gospel in the bar, folks. What an opportunity. If you know anything about the forefathers, namely William Booth and Catherine Booth, it's exactly what they used to do. They used to go seek and save that which is lost where they were lost. And that's exactly what they did, Luke 19:10. And while I was there, we did the event with Sheriff David Clark. And so I had my opportunity to get up and share what I needed to share with everybody. And what I shared with them is what I'm going to share with you. When I was in Michigan just this last week, I was having a conversation with a brother of mine. And he is a brother of mine. And some of the things came up that I just knew were not true. And you got to get this the first time, folks, for your own sake. For example, he said to me that Michigan is a blue state and so is Minnesota. And I knew right away that that was not true. That was assumption. Okay. First off, for the new listener, in answering these assumptions, I needed to begin with the fact that we are a constitutional republic. I can't say that enough. In which we are ruled by law, Article 4, Section 4. of the U.S. Constitution, not again by unconstitutional party affiliations. And P.S., going back to the setting, that's all I seen when I got there was flags of their favorite politicians, hundreds of them. They even had a float with their favorite politicians on them. And I want to make clear, people understand this right off the bat. And this is exactly what I said during this time that I had with Sheriff David Clark in Michigan last Saturday. I said to the people there, I said, okay, so when I got here, the first thing I noticed was all of your favorite politicians. Do you realize that our forefathers, the 56 signers, the 13 colonies, the less than 3% of the population, and I said, as well as those bad boy unsung heroes, the Black Robe Regiment, did you know that their appeal was not to their favorite politicians, Americans? Their appeal was to heaven and to Jesus Christ, period. Period. And everybody agrees with me. Yeah, amen, that's right. Then I premised that conversation on the U.S., on the Declaration of Independence, the seedbed to the Constitution. And I had said to them, I said, you know, there's four references to God in the Declaration of Independence. Three-quarters of that documentation is our forefathers throwing off a tyrant that would not be ruled by God. And yet, in contrast, what do we see in America today? They don't care if their favorite politicians ruled by God or not. Just as long as they like them, they'll let them get away with whatever they want to get away with. And guess what, friends? They do. Shame on you. And I shared that with them. But going back to the conversation, I said, we're ruled by law. And everybody agreed. Okay? Not by unconstitutional party affiliations. And I told them that there's now over 101 unconstitutional party affiliations, as is there now a Muslim caucus in America. Folks, foreigners are not allowed to come into America. They're afforded asylum, but they are not afforded asylum to come into America and establish their foreign version of government in this country. That is called... Now, folks, let me just say it this way. That is illegal. But the American people believe that for some reason or another, it falls in line with free speech. No, that's called treason. That's called their wanting to come into America, not to assimilate, but to conquer America and establish a new government on the ruins of the old one. Okay? So I shared that with them. And I also told them this two-party system of the Republicans and the Democrats, it's set up to divide and pit Americans one against another. Mark 3:25. Everybody agreed. Now, going back to the conversation that I had with my friend in Michigan, talking about how Michigan's a blue state and Minnesota's a blue state, and I could go across the United States and say and convey to you in parroting the useful idiots in the mainstream media that are paid to lie to you, to deceive you, that have convinced you somehow or another that you live in a blue state. I have one question for you. How many people are going to knowingly elect somebody, regardless at what aisle or how liberal they may be when it comes to law? How many do you know are actually going to elect somebody that's going to set them up to for the fall before their foreign enemies? How many people are going to knowingly elect somebody that is there to destroy their freedoms? Can somebody tell me that? Nope, you can't. You can't. You can't find them. But the American people have been led to believe that because the media said it, you know what? They wanted, the people in the state of Minnesota wanted the likes of a Keith Ellison or a Tim Walz, which we all know have committed the act of treason. And when it comes to Tim Walz, we know that he's subversive to American government. Nobody is going to knowingly vote for somebody like that. Just for the record. Oh, I never thought about that before. Hey, folks. One more time. How many people are going to elect someone that is going to willfully destroy their freedoms? Think. Nobody is. Because they want the freedom to do whatever they want. And in many cases, people are equating liberty with licentiousness to their own demise. That's not good. Put that up against Psalm 9:16 and 17. Now, after the results, let me give you an example. In the state of Minnesota, after the results came in by the mainstream media of their reported victories, and I'm talking about Tim Walz, and I'm talking about the Muslim Keith Ellison, the cop-killing supporter Muslim Keith Ellison. The mainstream media is the one to give the American people, namely in the state of Minnesota, as an example of the victories of those two candidates that the people in the state of Minnesota despise. Okay? Apparently these were Minnesota's picks. Tim Walz, a subversive, a Marxist, an enemy to America, and a cop-killing supporter, Muslim, Keith Ellison. We don't know anybody that likes him throughout the country. Yet he won? I got another question for you. Who reported that Tim Walz in the state of Minnesota and Keith Ellison, cop-killing supporter, Muslim, Keith Ellison, who put his hand on the Quran, which is a form and act of treason against we the people in this country, Article 3, Section 3, who in their right mind is going to vote for them? And secondly, who reported their victories? This is what I told my friend. This is what I'm sharing with you. The same mainstream media that 94% of the American people don't believe reported their victories. Okay? When you look at the state of Minnesota, I noticed that 98% of the counties were red and less than 2% were blue. So how did that work? Well, the mainstream media told you. The same mainstream media that you don't believe that has been caught, folks, over and over in the act of propaganda, dissimulating friends, what? Propaganda, they've been busted lying, they've been busted creating stories. In other words, they are the source of fake news, and they are the ones that are giving you the reports of the elections. Okay? Now, it's been rightly stated, it is enough that the people know that there was an election. The people who cast the votes decide nothing. The people who count the votes decide everything. That's actually accredited to the likes of a murderous dictator, the Red Terror, Joseph Stalin. Again, let me ask you the question. Who is reporting the victories? The same media that has been reporting propaganda and fake news for decades in this country. Hey, friends, Minnesota is no more liberal than Michigan. Nobody in their right mind voted the likes of a woman that's going to put a pink hat on that says Make America Great Again, Planned Parenthood, who's responsible for killing over 60 million babies. Are you going to suggest to me that people are okay with that? Because if you look to those that are okay with it, it's the little leaving that leaving at the whole lump. But why is it happening? Because the good people sit back and allow them, that small majority of the American people, as they would call themselves, to destroy the rest of us. So let me say it this way. Minnesota is no more liberal than Michigan. And no, the people in the state, nor Michigan, nor in any other state, voted someone in to steal away their freedoms the way that the mainstream media wants you to believe that they have done. As a matter of fact, let me go ahead and just show you this really quick. You know, everybody looks to California as being the liberal state. Really? I got a question for you. Yeah, they are. There's hubs of liberalism, lawlessness. Let's call them for what they are. But the fact of the matter is, they received over 250,000 more votes than needed to get rid of this communist, this subversive criminal to American government. If it were true, California is the best state to zero in on. I thought everybody was for it, Americans. I thought all these states that we think are blue, who told you they're blue? The mainstream media that you don't believe, they're the ones telling you that they're blue. Why? Because they want you to believe that they're the majority when in fact the opposite is true. When are the American people going to wake up to the fact that we did not vote these people in? And can we say in ending, major voter fraud in America today? It must be dealt with.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com,
and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.